Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. News is reporting that Putin topples Obama as the powerful leader. Is that something according to Forbes magazine? As a matter of, listen to CBN News. I cannot believe, but we're talking about this already.
It's the most powerful leader?
Yeah, most powerful. Listen up to CBN News and the report about this.
Forbes magazine says Russian President Vladimir Putin is more powerful than Barack Obama. The magazine has released its annual ranking of the world's most powerful people. Putin took the top slot, usually reserved for the U.S. president, for the first time ever. Forbes says the Russian president has solidified power over his country, while Obama just endured a 16-day government shutdown. Putin also outmaneuvered Obama in the standoff over Syria's chemical weapons and made the U.S. look weak by granting asylum to NSA leaker Edward Snowden.
Think about that. Mm. Putin. Magog. And Mega Rush.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
And it's like, this is the one that's going to come down. This is the one that's going to come down. And from the northern parts of Israel, gathering all of the those that are gathering against Israel, trying to make war against them. And now, and we saw the shift. You know, we talked about the G20. We talked about, we had Michael Bodia on from talking about it. We talked about in regards to how it all works, how now the Arab League is gathered up under, as we basically handed over the Arab League to the president of Russia, you know, Gog, Magog, Rush and all. And we bowed down. We just said, thank you for, this is Jehoiakim. Situation. God has allowed this to happen. We're seeing a nation humbled.
You fixing? Yeah, I was going to say, it was prophetic what you were saying in terms of in the G20, that the president came in last, President Obama came in last in the G20 that was held in Russia, where Putin was leading
45 minutes last.
Wow.
From every nation. And now they're saying, not only, think about it, and now they're all, I mean, you have the Alinsky tactics being used in the world. The world's being organized because you have leaders of nations going, they're listening to our phone calls. They're listening to our phone calls. I mean, those are, you know, historically, those are major words. I'm talking about Ferdinand moments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and it's, and that's why you need to understand that, as was said, and you can see on the VFN torch, this has nothing to do. This is our leaders. And you're supposed to pray for those in authority. Pray for our leaders. But understand, there's a whole mass of folks behind this whole thing. And their agendas, and that he has, according to the JFK Library panel that they had, as they were determining who they were going to choose to be the next president, that this is what our current president's pastor said, Pastor and Reverend Jeremiah Wright said, and you can hear it yourself on the VFN torch. He says, y'all don't understand, because everybody was being hard on President Obama. He says, y'all have to understand that he was selected before he was elected.
Right.
And that's important. And we talked about that, what president does not have to have partnerships to get there. I mean, you actually have a populace. The thing is, like, who selected you, though? And so whoever that crew is, they have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding out it's to organize the world and organize America. We're seeing that take place. The whole world's being organized. And now you have Forbes magazine confirming the prophetic word that was given on VFN radio, that we have to understand this is serious times.
Yeah.
And we're seeing now the weakening of a nation. And this is how it works. I mean, the big question, this is today's special offer. It's available to you right today, this week. You need to get it. All you do is just make an offer of any, just whatever, any love offering, any gift. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the special offer. But you have to ask this question, is America under God's judgment? It's a two-part series. It's yours for any offering whatsoever. We want you to get it. Immediately, you'll be sent a link to be able to download it, to be able to begin to listen to it. Why not take long enough to just ask yourself the question and begin to hear the biblical explanation? Look at the law. Look at the evidence. Look at the word of God. Look at the evidence. And each phase of judgment, you can find out if this is true, because God will turn over a nation. And the thing about it is that his goal and his desire is to write us in the Lamb's Book of Life, people, not places, not to write us off. But if we don't pay attention, this can be a major cost. This thing can cost you everything. And people, you know, talk about, well, this is the Lord's coming at this time, the Lord's coming this time. But you understand, if you die today, it's over for you. It doesn't matter what your theories are or your, you know, eschatology is, you know, about when the Lord's coming or not. The day that you die, that's it.
That's mm-hmm. it.
That is totally 100% it for you and for me and for any of us. And so it's what you do for him now. And so we're seeing a nation. So you don't, it's so strange how the enemy has polarized America where no, America doesn't see all of us as all of us
yeah.
because we're all Americans. We're not political mm-hmm. parties. We're all individual Americans.
Right.
You know, we have 50 states and citizens of the country live in each of these states. And some of the citizens, you know, ask for the opportunity to be able to lead for a period of time, and the people, the government by the people and for the people elects them for a while. But it's the people. We're all Americans. So when you see our leader who we chose become usurpient to bowing down to the king of Saudi Arabia, the mm-hmm. prince of Saudi Arabia, when you see the reality of Russia's king, president, you know, Putin, the prince of Rush, you know, Gog mm-hmm. and Magog, now is over or in power,
mm.
it's being promulgated in power. We're intentionally laying down our weapons.
Right.
It's not like we don't have the wisdom and the knowledge and these type of things. It's like we're just the spirit of weakness and intimidation and those who are behind, who used to have a desire to defend our nation, are blocking people from honoring those who defended our nation.
Mm.
They weren't even letting people go and honor the ones who gave their life for the cause of the Constitution.
Yeah.
They were barricading it. And somebody says, and now you can actually think horizontally, you can think about this horizontally,
yeah.
Or you can think about this vertically. And this is a vertical issue. That's God allowing, he's showing us what our future is outside of him. He's showing us, is this the route you want to take? Is this where you really want to go? And you're hanging on to your stuff and your things and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, do you really think you're still going to have that?
Mm.
I mean, what is this wave? I can tell you what Dimitri Duderman said the wave was. And it's not good.
Mm.
You know, that's Michael Badia's grandfather. And we had him on. And you can find it on the VFN Torch. I can tell you what God showed John, what it was. I can tell you what God has shown others.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand, when the innocent blood, it's crying out. Imagine these voices of all this innocent blood crying out. All these spirits
yeah.
crying out to God. You know, because, you know, a body is one thing, but when God brings life into that body, there's a spirit there. And the soul's there. And imagine that soul crying out to God. And Abel's blood cries out today. So imagine, one, if you put the number of children who have been aborted in states based on the population, half of the states in the United States of America, half of them would be totally gone.
Yeah.
We would have aborted half of our states,
mm-hmm.
population-wise,
right.
if you compared to population. I mean, half of a country, and there was 300 and something million now, but you take that, you know, find out what the percentage of 55 million that, I mean, you're looking at a huge percentage of our very own population. And the thing about it is that it's innocent. It's innocent blood, which we got to cry out and say, dear God, you know, forgive us for this.
Mm.
In understanding how God feels about innocent blood, he even told Josiah, who was a king that so impressed God, that God said, I've never seen a king greater than you before or after, you know, in regards to being a man. And he said, but I'm still going to judge this land based on the blood that's in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to judge it. I'm just going to pause for a moment. But I really believe that in regards to what's about to happen in America, at some point, God's going to deal with the innocent bloodshed.
That's right.
He's going to deal with it. But the thing about it is, But every moment, these folks are saying, you know, I wish the Lord would come back today. And it's like, do you really want that many people to go to hell? Do you really want that many people to be lost? Do you have that kind of discompassionate heart towards how many people who are held captive by darkness? Do you really not want to go be a part of going into all the world and preach the good news that God will save them, that God will set them free, that God is the light of the world, and that they can enter into the family of God? Do you want to end this, your last voice on this earth, to be a narcissistic voice as you stand before a God who denied himself? Mm. I mean, you think about it, the escape mentality. It's like, what did you do with all the wealth and all the influence and all the freedom that you were given? What did you do with it? And to think about it right now, I mean, it's embarrassing to see what we've done with it and what we haven't done with it. And so we need time. We need a Josiah pause. Dear God, you know, give us a Josiah pause. And you think, well, Josiah was a king. He could do anything he wanted to because the government was by him and for him. Wait a minute. That kind of rings a bell, don't it? Mm. Mm. Because America is a government by the people and for the people. Hey, you are Josiah. We are Josiah. I mean, if you're making T-shirts right now, put a big T-shirt on that says, I am Josiah, and begin to sell those T-shirts all over this land as fast as you can. Mm. Because that leaves us with the accountability before God. Are we going to get in God's word and find out what God says and understand how angry he is with us as a nation and rip our clothes and cry out to God and begin to repent personally and repent nationally and repent in our Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria and uttermost parts of our nation? Or are we just going to continue in the darkness despite what we know? I mean, the word's being held captive right now. The word's being held captive for whatever reason. The enemy has gotten access to the simplistic word of God and the scripture being taught. And it's like, who's being taught?
Right.
Who's being taught? And that's exactly what happened in Josiah's day. He was king. He was leader. And just like you are a leader in America, if you are a citizen of America, you actually pick who's going to represent you in Washington, D.C., in your state government, in your county government, in your city government. It's a government by and for the people. This doesn't happen everywhere. You're actually the leader. And it says in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, talking about it, that we have the ability to establish governments and take governments down based on the fact that they're going to take care of the people and the happiness. So it's you are Josiah. I mean, if anybody wants to start a T-shirt campaign, you know, it needs to be, you know, I am Josiah. I am Josiah. And the thing is, okay, Josiah, the word's been given to you. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Here's the state of your nation, Josiah. Mm. 55 plus million babies have been, bloodshed has happened. Mm-hmm. You've passed laws allowing this to take place. This coming up Monday, Josiah, they're going to begin to celebrate, call 1 in 3. And they're going to get up, they're going to testify about how good it was that they had an abortion. Mm. They're playing this game called Eeny, Meeny, Mighty, Moloch. Eeny, Meeny, Mighty, Moloch. They actually kill their first 5 children and keep their 6th one, thinking like, hey, this is the one I'm going to keep. And thinking nothing's wrong with that, not realizing that 6th child's got to live with the reality of what you did to our family in the context of this thing. I am Josiah. I am Josiah. I am Josiah. I mean, just begin to pray about this. I'm feeling it. I mean, think about this. Your shirt, it just says, I am Josiah. And you have to understand that, and we're going to make this available to you. You're going to hear the teaching about Josiah's life. But he was king. He made a decision. He made a decision when he found the word of God. See, prior to that, the word of God was being hid from him. So what does it mean to be a Josiah? That means to be this. First of all, to realize that you are in authority. You are a person that God is going to hold accountable for the direction of your nation. Somebody says, well, I'm not a king. Yes, you are. In America, you're not a king. It's a government by the people and for the people, one nation under God. Mm-hmm. So you make a decision. So you first have to realize God's going to hold you accountable for the direction of your nation. That is a Josiah. Secondly, you're going to get the word of God. You're going to go find the word of God. Don't sit here and let people tell you what the word of God says. You're going to find it. Even if you have to hire carpenters and forego any of the priests who've been hiding the word from you and say, listen, give them the funds. I want to get the word. And when they get it, you actually have the whole word. Eat the whole thing, the bitter parts and the sweet parts in the whole word. And as you read it and you find out that God is angry with us. If you are Josiah, your heart's going to break and you're going to rip your clothes with torment and knowing, my God, he is angry with us. And you're going to repent and say, I'm not going to live my life like that. And then you're going to publicly tell everybody, listen, I was like that, but this is how I am now. And then to say, I am Josiah, is to mean not only you're going to read his word, but you're going to obey his word. Mm. You're going to be a person who abides with God. You obey his word. And you expect and you train others up that you're over an authority over to be able to do the very same thing. And finally, I am Josiah. Truly, to wear that shirt with sincerity, it will mean this. It will mean that you now know that you are the one responsible for the leadership of the nation that God's going to hold you accountable for. You're going to select godly leaders. I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about godly folks, people who have a fear of God, who don't have a fear of man, who understand that God is the one that holds things all together, that this is one nation under God. Yeah, we have horrific, terrible things in our history that happen, and we got to repent for that, and we need to merge all of our histories together, and we need to find out what that means and begin to teach one history of our nation, but that will begin with one nation under God because God holds Josiah accountable. But these t-shirts, imagine these t-shirts all over the place and billboards everywhere and television. I am Josiah. Because when you say I, that means you take responsibility for your decisions and the decisions you make. Repentance begins with you. And since you're the person in authority, you understand I got to now begin to make decisions that I'm going to be held accountable for. I've got to select godly leadership on the school boards, godly leadership on the county commission, godly leadership in the city council, godly leadership on my state Congress, godly leadership in the government and the governors, godly House of Representatives, godly senators in Washington, D.C., godly presidents, godly cabinet members. I'm telling you, this is what it means to be Josiah. Will it happen overnight? Listen, it was a process. It began personally when Josiah said, God is angry with me. I have sinned. And God gave him a grace. And this is what God said to Josiah. He said, I have not seen a king ever that is as great as you. I was going to come down and bring judgment because of the bloodshed on this land. But because of what you've done, I'm going to pause it. I'm going to just pause everything. And the time that you live, it's going to be a blessed land because you know what, Josiah? You truly are Josiah. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.